So what we're saying is you have a deal that can lead to no deal very easily, and you potentially have a Conservative Party that is a no-deal Conservative Party, or as far away from a soft Brexit as possible, which means that if Boris Johnson's deal gets through, not only does it not get Brexit done, but all the dynamics are that we will have the hardest possible Brexit. Every MP there would owe him their seat, so they dare not rebel. And haven't got rid of 21 MPs from the party, no one will rebel, because if you rebel, that's curtains for you. So it is incredibly risky to allow this deal to pass if you are a Remainer and you believe that our national interest is in the European Union.
Absolutely. Can I put one caveat on the no deal thing?
Yes.
It's worth mentioning that basically, like, it's a no deal in trade terms. Where it isn't a no deal is on things like the budgetary payments and EU citizens' rights. However, even on EU citizens' rights, it still makes me fucking uncomfortable, because what they're saying, and they don't need to say this, is that if you're not signed up by the end of 2020 on the settled status scheme, then Home Office will come for you. That basically, I mean, in the explanatory notes, it's put actually quite fucking aggressively.
I saw that, yeah.
Right. And, like, what we know from all of the research, and there's been quite a lot of research now, it's been about 3 years of it into what goes on with settled status, is that the last people to sign up will be the most vulnerable, right? So anyone that reads newspapers, anyone in a city, anyone that's middle class, anyone in the profession of EU citizens, they'll be signed. They're probably already signed up. They're the early joiners. The ones who won't are the people who don't speak English, work in agriculture, seasonal work, in remote locations, hard to reach. And these guys, that shit is primed for another windrush of guys that are living here for 2-3 years, don't even know they were supposed to sign up to something, haven't even fucking heard of it, probably might not even know what the word Brexit is. And suddenly, no, you're undocumented, mate. And that's when the 5 a.m. call comes from UK Border Force and puts you in the fucking van.
On the House with Sam Gyimah, Philip Lee, and special guest Ian Dunt. Out now on your favourite podcast app.